Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Bob Hunt and Jose Barreto continue their SMB series for Windows Server 2012, and in today's episode, they chat about SMB encryption. Tune in as they discuss the security component, from what it is and why it's important, as well as how this is implemented and configured in your environment, with a quick demo on how to do this via the GUI and in PowerShell. Bob, the mic is yours.
Welcome, everyone, to TechNet Radio. My name is Bob Hunt. I'm an IT pro evangelist out of the East region of the United States. Here today, we have an episode of TechNet Radio covering SMB encryption. So the best way to contact me and follow my information is my blog, which is www.bobhunt.net, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is at BobHMS. With me today, I have Jose Barreto from the product group, and we're going to talk, as I said, about SMB encryption. Jose, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi there. My name is Jose Barreto, and I am a program manager with the file server and clustering team. I work more specifically in the SMB protocol.
Excellent. So Jose and I have been doing a series of webcasts over the last few months talking about a lot of the functionality that comes with this fairly significant upgrade to the SMB3 protocol. So today's episode is talking about encryption. So, myself, being in New York, one of the things that is always, beyond top of mind is security. So one of the things that is nice to talk about is, as we've talked about, using SMB3 for extremely high speed things. We've talked about using it for hosting things like SQL on the other side, as well as things like virtualization and Hyper-V, where essentially the stuff is stored rather than being local to the where the main processing of Hyper-V or SQL is. The storage is actually someplace else. And it's stored over SMB3 file share. One of the things that is nice to know is that that essentially traffic over to where it is located on that file share is encrypted. So Jose, tell us a little bit more about SMB encryption, what it is in this release of Windows Server 2012.
Yeah, absolutely. You nailed it. This is part of our effort to provide an excellent alternative to block storage in file storage. And we talked before about the capabilities around performance, about reliability, and about network fault tolerance, node fault tolerance. All that is important, backups and all these other capabilities. But one that's critical is the ability to protect the data in flight. So when you're transmitting this information over the network, sometimes this is sensitive information, and you want to have the ability to, in a very simple way, set this up. Typically, most solutions out there for encryption are fairly complex, and our goal for this release was to build something into the protocol so that you could make that very easy to configure. And the main item here is to provide encryption for any kind of traffic coming in and out of the file server, and do it at per share, because sometimes not all traffic needs to be encrypted, just a specific share needs that capability.
Excellent. So that's good to know. So digging a little bit more into this, from an infrastructure requirement standpoint, right? So we've talked about, Windows Server 2012 is what brings the SMB3 protocol into usage. From an infrastructure standpoint, what are the requirements to get this up and running, right? Do I need a PKI, infrastructure? What are essentially the things that I need to add encryption now if I decide to store something over SMB3?
Well, that's the big difference. That's what makes it extra easy on the SMB side. So most of the other encryption infrastructures you see there. So, for instance, you could use SMB with IPsec, or for that matter, iSCSI, or any other over-the-wire protocol using IPsec. The challenge there is many times that requirement to have a public key infrastructure, a PKI infrastructure to issue certificates, it's sometimes very, very complex. And especially when you need to keep track of those certificates, you need to issue them for each participant. We took a completely different approach in SMB encryption. You see, for SMB, in the protocol, we already have a way to establish a connection between client and server. We call that a session. And for those sessions, we already have a key that is exchanged. And the way we do this is done in a secure fashion that actually never sends that key, the session key, over the wire. So we use that key that we already had, we always had, that we used before, even for signing, and we are deriving an encryption key from that session key. But to keep this whole thing very simple, we do some magic behind this to essentially use the infrastructure you already have in place. So the only thing you need is some SMB 3.0 client and an SMB 3.0 server. So for instance, if you have a Hyper-V over SMB scenario, if you have Windows Server 2012 on both sides, then you can just set a bit and say, okay, I want this to be encrypted. So there is no PKI required. There is no additional infrastructure that you need to configure, and it just works.
So this is done on the share level, or is this done across the entire Windows Server 2012, server? You know, how is this configured then?
Well, we imagine this would be more common on a per share basis. So let's say you have a file server. Not every share there needs to be encrypted potentially. So you can actually have this set per share. So when you're creating the share, let's say you're using the GUI, there's a checkbox where you say, I want to encrypt the data. And that's all it takes. If you're doing it through PowerShell, we have a parameter that says dash encrypt data true, and that sets that for that share. So it's possible, we imagine it will be common to have some shares on a server that do require encryption and some that don't. Having said that, you also have an option to, at a server level, say, this server needs to have encryption for everything. So there is a server level setting that you can go, and this is only through PowerShell. We imagine this would be a more of an expert configuration. You go there and you say, I want this server to always encrypt. And if you set that, you don't need to do a per share setting. It basically applies to everything. There's also a little difference because when you set that per share, we negotiate the initial connection without encryption up to the point when you connect to the share. And if you set it at server level, we can actually do it earlier in the protocol. So we can, as soon as you know, oh, you're coming into this server requires encryption, so you can do it sooner. When you're doing it per share, we actually only encrypt the information once you say, oh, I want to connect to this share, and we find that that share requires encryption, then we switch to encryption. So there's a bit of difference there, but in general, we think that people will do it per share, and there's an option for doing it per server.
Okay, and so that's great. So it seems like it's really flexible in that area. Now, we're talking, encryption here. Are we talking about encryption in REST, or are we talking encryption in transport? What are we talking about here? My guess is it's in transport. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we're encrypting the data as it travels over the network, right? So SMB is not a protocol to store the data, but to exchange the data in the wire. What actually does store the information is the file system behind SMB. So we already have in Windows the capability to store data in an encrypted form. So we have BitLocker in Windows. So if you want to encrypt data at rest, you should use BitLocker. This is to protect the data as it flows from one system to the next. And typically in that case, even if you're using BitLocker, you actually read the data, you unencrypt, and you send it over. In this case, what we're saying, we're sending it over in an encrypted fashion. And of course, if you're dealing with sensitive information, you will typically also want to encrypt it at rest. And for that, you can use BitLocker.
That's great. Now, one of the other things that you mentioned earlier in our conversation was about, you know, you need an SMB3, you know, server, which is obviously Windows Server 2012, and you mentioned, you know, an SMB3 client. So is this going to work with, you know, an XP client or a Windows Vista or Windows 7 client?
No. So this is a new capability in the protocol. So you do need to have an SMB 3.0 client and server for this to work. So that means in the Windows platform, Windows 8 and Windows Server 2012. We do expect also third parties to start implementing this protocol, and as they do, they will have the encryption capability as well. And what happens here is that if you have a server, let's say you have Windows Server 2012 on the server side, and you set that share to say, I need this to be encrypted. So Windows 8 clients will be able to access and properly with encryption. And if you have an older client, let's say you have an XP or a Windows 7 client coming in, what that Windows client's going to do, they're going to try to negotiate the protocol. They'll negotiate up to the level that they can. So for XP, it's going to be SMB1. For Windows 7, it's going to be SMB2.1. And at that point, the server is going to say, oh, you can't do encryption because you're an older version of the protocol. So the server is basically going to give an access denied error to the client. So the client won't be able to access that share. And because this is an older version, there is no knowledge of encryption. So the error message that we thought would make sense in that case was to simply say access denied. And this is essentially, if you're saying that you want the traffic to be encrypted and that client cannot do encryption, then it can't access that information. So again, you need to be at the 3.0 level of the protocol to be able to use encrypted shares.
Okay, great. So, you know, one other thing that I'm curious about, since we're talking about this being encryption essentially in transport, you know, referenced before that the use of, you know, IPsec, it could be used alongside. Is this essentially going to provide the same type of encryption over the wire, or do you think IPsec is secure enough, or essentially is this a feature that could be used essentially for companies that aren't leveraging IPsec? Like Microsoft, obviously, we're a big IPsec shop internally, but for those of us who aren't using it, would this essentially give them a similar type of security on their network?
Yes. So if you already invested in implementing IPsec and you have encryption through IPsec, you're okay. You don't need to do encryption on top of encryption. The challenge we see is sometimes implementing a full-blown IPsec infrastructure is more complex for folks. So we've seen some folks that say, oh, I'd love to do IPsec, but I need these I have these requirements, and I have to go over and do this for the entire set of traffic because IPsec is on, again, at the IP level. And what we're offering here is an alternative that is much easier to configure, and it only applies to SMB. So it's not going to help with other types of traffic in that case. So if you think about it, when you're doing web traffic, you can encrypt the whole thing, or you can say, oh, just for web, I'm going to use this encryption for the HTTP protocol, which is an alternative that you have. So we're offering that for SMB. We believe this is incredibly simple to implement, much simpler than IPsec, and if all you want to do is encrypt your SMB traffic, this is an easier way to get it done and not have to invest in a more complex PKI infrastructure, IPsec infrastructure. But by all means, if you already implemented IPsec, then you do not need SMB encryption. If you, of course, if you implemented the encryption portion of IPsec, because IPsec sometimes is used just for authentication, not for encryption. So you can definitely combine, but it only makes sense to use one or the other. And I think people might lean towards using SMB encryption just because it's much simpler to implement.
That's great. So, you know, as we're talking about encryption here, you know, one of the things that also goes in the back of my mind and other IT architects who might be watching this is that when you're talking about doing essentially host-based encryption, that there's some overhead here, right? Essentially, there's some processing of every single packet that has to go back and forth. You have to do some some work to actually make that that packet secure before you're sending it over the wire on both sides of that. So tell me a little bit about this accelerated encryption functionality in SMB3.
Yeah, so that was a major topic for us because when you talk about encryption, people always associate, oh, you have to transform all the data as it flows, and then on the other side, you have to undo that transformation, and you have to do all this while the data is flowing. So this might slow things down, right? So what we have is the choice of protocol that we have, the choice of algorithm that we have was AES CCM 128-bit, which is a specific encryption algorithm that allows, that can be assisted by a modern CPU. So if you're using, for instance, a Core i5 or a Core i7 CPU, they have specific instructions in the CPU that can be used when using this modern algorithm for encryption. So the impact that we expect to see when you are using these modern CPUs, which for servers is kind of what most people are doing, then it's very little, nearly zero impact on the whole operation. So we had that in mind when we were choosing our encryption algorithm. So that's why we decided to go with that to allow for this acceleration.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, wow. So there's a lot here. So you have a demo for us today, Jose?
Yes. So we wanted to show you how to do this both in the GUI and on the PowerShell side. All right. So first of all, let's take a look at how to set encryption on a file share when using a graphic user interface or GUI. So I am here in Server Manager and I have navigated down to the file and storage services and I'm looking at shares now. First of all, if you have an existing share, so let's say for instance I have this VMs3 share here, you can see that I have a properties dialog, and in this properties dialog I have an encrypt data access checkbox. So all it really takes for you to enable encryption is to say, yes, I want to encrypt this data, and that's it. So you can do it while you're creating the share as well. So if you go here and you say tasks, new share, so you can use our, for instance, quick share, and I want to go ahead and say on this scale out server, this is a cluster file server, but you could do it in a regular one as well. I'm going to choose a volume here and I'm going to call this projects, and this projects just happens to be some confidential information. So again, when you're creating the new share, you can essentially just say, yes, I want to encrypt the data. And that's it. When you create the share, it will set that permission, and then you have the project share here, and it will tell you that you have, if you look at properties here for this share, you can see that the encrypt data access property is there, right? Now, that is through the GUI, which is what many folks do. If you're creating a whole number of shares there, you probably want to do this through PowerShell. So I'm switching over here to PowerShell. So this is very similar. The main thing you're doing here is you're creating a new SMB share. You obviously want to give it a name. You want to specify a path, and you can just say as a parameter, encrypt data true. And as you do this, you're going to see that if you go ahead and create, you created the share. If you do a get SMB share and you say dash name, star, you're going to see that I have my confidential share here. Let me say, and I can pipe that to select star. So you can see all the properties for this share. So a little bit of PowerShell if you're not up to speed on it. It's, I always say you need to know this stuff. And you see here, encrypt data is true. So this is if you're doing it per share, right? So if I do a get SMB share here and I say select aim encrypt data, you're going to see that I have it true for this confidential, and I have it true for this projects, which is the other one that we created in the GUI, and my VM5 share for some reason is also encrypted. So we're doing this per share. For all the other ones that we're not doing it, that is also a server-wide configuration. So if you do a get SMB server configuration, you see that I have a number of settings here. One of them is encrypt data. So this is the server-wide setting that I was talking about that you can set. So in, essentially, to make this happen, you would do a set SMB server configuration dash encrypt data, and then say true. So if you set this, you're essentially saying, I want this entire server, all shares, to be encrypted. And you can do it both ways. So you can do it on the GUI, you can do it with PowerShell, you can do it on a per share basis, or you can do it for the whole server.
That's a fantastic demo, Jose. Thank you. So that about wraps up today's session on SMB3 encryption. The best way to essentially find out more information on this is continuing to head back to my blog, which is www.bobhunt.net, or once again, follow me on Twitter, which is at BobHMS. And Jose, how do they? What's your blog address and Twitter handle?
Yeah, so definitely you can follow at Jose Barreto on Twitter, or just access my blog at http://smb3.info. Nice and simple.
That is nice and simple. All right. Well, thank you everyone for viewing, and stay tuned. We hope to have more episodes of TechNet Radio coming your way soon. Thank you very much.